What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I'd say it's Spike Check 1, Spike Check 2, Spike Check 3. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to... Do y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Another exciting episode of The Spike on the Mic Show.
Yay!
Yay! We are coming at you from undisclosed locations, and undisclosed means I can't tell you where because I don't know necessarily where, but we are giving you the most exciting award-deserving show ever here on the Spike on the Mic Show. And this is going to be fun and interesting here because I have to introduce the cast of Resistance Fighters. And my second introduction might be a little awkward. But without further ado, let me introduce the crew. The dude that put the sounds in your eardrums, we like to call him the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like double-sided tape.
Much like me, like. And coming at you from an undisclosed location, we got Billy. Billy, how you sticking? Ooh, can you believe that?
Oh, I am sticking like my eyelids are to each other because I'm still barely awake.
Oh, did one get overserved?
A little bit.
Boy, that's a good thing to do. I feel much better because last week I was overserved, but I'm back in full effect. And now, keeping going, because we have no idea, this show has no order, we'll go with, excuse me. This is the man. Hanging chair, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm just happy to be here. I'm looking forward to a great show. I know you have a lot of great topics. I think you're really cool. And I just want everyone to just know that I'm here today representing. And I'm just really happy to be here, man. Spike, wow. You're the best.
Man, I thought we was going to miss that. But I don't miss it. I love it to hear every time. So, let's keep moving on with Resistance Fighters. We go down to my bottom left and my right. We have the woman that's in a state from Pennsylvania, Miss Kim. Miss Kim, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who's been doing nothing but rushing around this morning, like a chicken with my head cut off.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right. Well, before I say this, let's go ahead and bring in the last man. He is the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a newborn baby who just woke up from a nap. I'm hungry, man. I'm hungry.
Listen, I want to say this right now, full front and exposure. Anyway, I want to say this. God, I cannot talk. I appreciate you guys sitting here giving me your time and your effort and your energy to go ahead to make this the number one award deserving show. You guys are the croom, the crim, and the de gras. You are all of them.
The croom de gras.
Yeah.
But
I put crim in there, didn't I? I gave y'all some crim.
Yeah, I think I'm the de gras. Billy might be the crim.
Okay. Well, at least I am ecstatic. I was listening to somebody and I was like, man, I wasn't listening to somebody. I was driving home and I was thinking, man, I appreciate these people. These people don't know. They take away from their much busy lives to go ahead and give us this award deserving show that maybe hopefully there's 7 people that listen or the 17,000 that listen to enjoy this and write us in here. Speaking of write about this, we have a Dear Spike on the Mic letter today.
Ooh.
So that's giving you a little hint, PW, to be ready to give us the Dear Spike on the Mic.
Oh, I got the
Billy, music. Watch out.
It's going to be some hate mail for Billy.
All right, so, like I say, we are the award deserving show. You guys can give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Oh.
813-699-3900. 3900. And so, because we'd like to do things different, we're stirring the pot. That's the number right there, 813-699-3900. We're stirring the pot. And we need to go ahead and get the show going by doing what we like to call topic changing music.
Oh, this is fabulous. We're about to change the topic, and we haven't even had a topic yet on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Oh, well, I like to call this topic here a bright idea or a loophole.
A bright idea or a loophole.
This show may have heavily influenced by animals, and I think most of the resistance fighters, you guys are pretty much animal lovers, correct?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like them more than kids.
Like more than humans, don't say kids. You like them more than humans or kids?
No, kids.
Yeah, okay. Totally, more than kids.
All right, well, there's this lady by the name of Deborah Hodge. She's 49 years of age. She lives in Sidcup, London. It's an area over there in London, whereas she is being forced out of her home because she has three pets, and the landlord right now are not allowing pets. So she couldn't bear to be away from her cats. So what do you think she did? I'll before I give y'all the answer, I'll ask the resistance fighters. What do you think that she did as a loophole to get out of being away from her cats? And I started with you, Hanging Chad.
I don't know.
No idea.
Maybe called them. Maybe turned one into a dog, or I don't know.
There you go. All right, then, Miss Billis, what say you?
I have to recuse myself because I already looked it up and I know the actual answer.
Oh, damn. See, this is why we get hate mail.
Why do you research before you answer?
Don't research. I didn't. This is before the question was even asked. I knew what the punchline was.
Oh, all right. Well, then let's see how far the apple falls from the tree. Kim, what do you think happened?
I didn't look it up. And
what?
I don't know. I haven't looked it up yet. I'm not my sister.
All right, good.
But I don't know.
All right, Gas Man.
She probably dressed them up like babies.
Oh, good guess.
Yeah, very good. And the guess.
Oh, he did mention humans, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Put him in a baby carriage.
There you
go. Roll him around in a baby carriage.
PW, what say you?
She had them surgically grafted to her body.
Ew.
Ooh.
So, you know, various places there were cats. Yeah. Sewn there.
Yeah. And then called it a birthmark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Oh, that's just a birthmark. Yes, my birthmark yells every once in a while.
If you have them strategically placed, then yeah, you could use that.
Yeah.
But no, she didn't do that. And what she did was she ate them.
No, she did not.
I know. I was gonna see what Billy's gonna say.
Oh my word.
Billy, what did she do with the cat?
I got so scared.
She married one of them.
Yeah. So in this, I'm guessing in this,
you can do that
in London or wherever the hell it is. You can't separate families or something like that. So she married one of the cats
and adopted the other two.
I don't know about that part. That wasn't in my cliff notes. And she said she couldn't bear to be away from him. So under that circumstances, I guess she said they were most important as children. So she married the damn cat.
Nice.
Now, being a landlord, is that a loophole for you guys? Would y'all allow that? Really?
No, because I don't believe you can marry a pet.
Mm. A cat cannot give consent.
They go all up in your face.
That's perfect. Perfect. All right, Gas Man. But is that a loophole or that's just crazy?
It's crazy to me, but it depends on what the way the law is written, I guess. But it's crazy to me.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you guys were animal lovers. All right.
I have a bigger problem with marriage, so than the fact that it's a cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not everybody's after pussy, you know.
I don't know if that was what we were going for, but
well, you know, some people like cats. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess. Well, let's go back with the birthmarks, okay? Let's just use those.
The birthmarks.
This is a very weird episode of the Spike and Mike
show. So far, yes.
So far, yeah. And
10 minutes in.
Yeah, really, which is
it. Oh.
Oops.
Sorry, I just read a detail.
Ooh, uh-oh. Read more. I mean, read out loud because I did.
You already divorced it?
No. Things were going well. This is, because she had asked permission from her landlord to get an additional cat. This is before the marriage and before the potential pet eviction. Things were going well until March when Deborah lost her job as a life coach.
What? No way.
Damn, she was a failure at her own job?
Is she still married?
I don't know.
Could you imagine if she went to a bar and like met a guy and fell in love and she had to get a divorce in order to marry him?
I had nothing to lose and everything to gain, so I married my cat. I recited vows under the universe so that no man will ever tear myself and India apart. I set out my intention that I would never be separated from the animal I adore. I can't be without India.
Oh, my damn.
She's helping other people with their lives?
She's a life coach?
She's a life coach.
What do we call this diagnosis, really? There's got to be a name for this. Because she ain't the only person in the world that goes off the rails when it comes to their pet.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to mention pussy again.
Oh, I mean, I'm a little off the rails, but I don't want to marry any of them. Cat nuptials.
Yeah, serious. Let's see. That would be called crazy phobia. No.
She's not afraid of being crazy because pulling that one off pretty good.
Oh.
No, catnups. That's pretty good. Yeah, catnups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I already said it. I don't know why you guys are still thinking about it.
I thought we were looking for a scientific term for this.
I just said it.
That was it. Catnups.
Catnups.
Okay. We were going with scientific words, so I thought maybe we would use some big A words of the day. So let's do, ladies and gentlemen, the big A word of the day. That was so early. That was
perfectly timed.
It was.
It should be right off the very last beat of the song. It's perfectly timed.
You spoke over the person singing. You gotta get some breath between it. You gotta let it marinate. You know what I mean?
No, you gotta be in time with the music.
Listen, I am the authority on this, and I say
perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, right. Hey, Chad, what say you? Vote. Was that a little early or a little late or perfect?
Come
on, Chad.
It was a little early, late.
Together.
Oh, my God. He is Steve.
He is the voice. Yes, man.
Hey, calm down, Simon Cowell. It's fine.
Maybe y'all don't have the same headphones I have.
Oh, yeah. Could be your headphones. Yeah.
Yes, definitely your headphones.
Yeah, your headphones are late.
Billy,
listen. So where is the voice?
Exactly. I don't know. Usually I get a panic call from PW to call him, and then I was already panicking with what I was trying to do, and then I forgot to call him.
Is he still in California?
No, he's back. He is back. So I noticed. I heard. I saw.
Oh, he's probably flew in last night or something.
Yeah,
and he's tired.
He is. All right. So, well, we'll call him, but we don't want to interrupt this train going down the track.
Yeah.
So we'll just dock him on this thing. All right. So the big A word of the day. It's the word of the day. I'm not going to bother Billy about that. But
each week you should do a different sound so we don't get bored.
Don't confuse us.
Come on. Onk, onk. Yeah.
Beep, beep.
Ribbit, ribbit.
Yeah.
Okay, if you don't have to do them all now. The big A word, ladies and gentlemen, is a word that what I like to do to try to expand the vocabulary and the knowledge and the cranium of the resistance fighters and you, the listeners out there. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the big A word of the day three times, and then we will ask the resistance fighters, do you know what this word is? And we'll probably reveal it before we end the show.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. We're doing
things different. Probably.
Probably. Here is the big A word of the day.
Redolent. Redolent. Redolent.
Redolent. R-E-D-O-L-E-N-T. Redolent. Yeah. That seems like a very popular word that most of education in America would know. Gas man, do you know what redolent is?
No, I really don't. Sounds like you're giving something away, like you dole something out, and you re-dole it out again. I don't know.
Makes sense to me. Hey, Chad, redolent.
Like somebody who is well read is very redolent.
Read, yeah, read a lot. Yeah, they read a lot. Makes sense. What's your name? PWs?
I've been mispronouncing it my whole life. I thought it was redolent. Redolent.
Very well could be.
Okay.
No, but apparently it's not.
But if you know what you
the
know,
the dictionary wouldn't pronounce it wrong.
Do you know what redolent means?
I think so.
Oh. He doesn't know what redolent means.
I know what redolent means.
Okay. So if I was saying trough wrong all these days and it was really pronounced tree, I still wouldn't know what it is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that trough over there. I'm going to climb that trough.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. It's just how they pronounce it in Lake City. You're right.
Yeah. Billy, what does redolent or redolent mean?
I actually don't think I feel like I should know this, but I don't know this.
Right, I'm going to come back to you. Remind me to come back to you, Billy, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Kimberly, do you know what redolent means?
I am not sure. I think I do, but I also think what I think is wrong. You don't want me to guess right now, right?
Hey, hold on a second. I want to come back to you two. Both of you two. You two XY chromosomes. I got to ask y'all this question here.
Okay.
Billy.
Yes.
How do you think you should know what it means?
Because I feel like I've heard it before. Like, I read a lot, so I feel like I've either seen the word or heard the word before used in conversation, but I just can't think of what it actually means in this moment. So I feel like I should know, but I don't, because the word sounds familiar to me.
And Kimberly, how do you? Well,
it made me think of another word, which I think is a synonym, but I'm not sure.
Ain't that what you put on cinnamon toast?
Yeah,
no.
Cinnamon toast.
Synonym.
Synonym toast is so good for you.
Right. Okay, and so let's go pick a number between 1 and 5. PW.
4.
Oh, I guess I should have picked a number, wouldn't I? I don't know. I was going to say, okay. Now what? All right.
Pick a new number between 20 and 30. There you go. Now somebody can pick.
Now, how does that work? I'm supposed to have a number in my head?
I don't know.
What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do?
I want one of y'all to define redolent. And I want to know I want to make one of you guys define it. And I know it can't be Hanging Chad.
Oh, just pick somebody. Just pick somebody.
It is the act of doing something again. Redolent.
Isn't that what Gas Man said? Oh, that's so one of y'all said.
He said.
I said if you dole something out, you give it away again. You redole it out.
Right. And Hanging Chad said it's like you read a lot, right?
Mm-hmm. And well Billy, read is redolent.
Yeah, Kim. You since you had that premonition or whatever you said you was.
It makes me think of the word reminiscent, but I have no idea if that's what. If that's right.
All right. And PW, what did you say?
I didn't actually say anything. I was just acting stupid. But I think it's got I think that Kim's close. But for some reason, I think it has something to do with smell.
Ding, ding, ding. That's what it is. Okay, there it is. I was going to give you guys a clue and see if y'all can come up with it. Think about going to your grandma's house.
Yeah.
Gas man, are you froze or are you just...
There's a smell at my grandma's house, and that's supposed to bring up happy thoughts. Okay.
It's that's what what the word is?
Redolent.
Redolent is. It's a...
Gosh, these mothballs are very redolent.
It describes something that has a noticeable smell without a specific scent. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Definition that I have here is strongly reminiscent or suggestive of. That's the first definition. Right. The second archaic definition is fragrant or sweet smelling. Literally, both of you are correct.
Yeah.
So I don't. Wait, what?
Yeah,
get reminiscent.
What are you about to say?
What is the etymology? Never mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to bore people. Never mind.
Get your mouth with that one.
Boring.
Is that next week's word? Etymology.
Words is
etymology. Hard. Etymologist.
But hold on a second. So we're all in agreement. We all know what redolent is, right?
Kinda. Yeah.
Yes. Enough to not use it in a sentence.
Ever. Yeah.
Ever in my life. Ever.
No. If you go, what was funny to me? Not funny. What's interesting to me? It says it's a distinct scent without a specific smell. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a noticeable smell without a specific scent. And so I'm thinking, I guess if you go like to your grandma's house or mothball, I don't know, grandma's house, you know, I've been to your grandma's house. You have that smell.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So redolent. Don't ever use that word again. We'll go with that. All right. All right. So let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
All right, right now I'm getting the smell of a new topic coming up on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Very redolent.
Yeah, well, actually, we're not doing a topic.
We're not doing a topic.
We're doing a Dear Spike on the Mic.
Oh, man.
Oh, fine. All right.
This is a Dear Spike on the Mic letter.
All right, you need some letter reading music?
Cuss too much.
You can get it while I do that. I'm saying they're asking for our help, ladies and gentlemen. They want us to give them some advice on a situation that they came into or that they think about. And they want the Spike on the Mic resistance fighters to help them. So at this time here, we will play, I will read the Dear Spike on the Mic letter.
All right,
PW, can you back me up with some
Dear
Spike on the Mic music? Dear Spike on the Mic, my boyfriend and I have been together for 7 years, and in that time I have bought a house. I used my own savings and spent about $10,000 in renovation. My house is a 3-bedroom family home, and I have tenants who cover most of the mortgage. But I still have other bills to pay. I have 2 cars, insurance, utilities, and phone bills. Both the cars are in my name, and my boyfriend is working to pay one of them off. He pays me $300 for car notes and gives me $300 towards rent. I feel as though he should be paying more, but he feels like he's helping out enough because the tenants pay for the mortgage. I make more than him. Should I feel bad or should he agree to pay more? He pays $300. I want to raise it to $800 a month, which is a good deal in this time here. Spike on the Mic, guys. What should I do about that?
Wait a minute. They're in a relationship together?
Yeah.
7 years. They've been kicking it for 7 years. Oh, and also he says he's bad with money. He's always in between jobs.
Yeah.
So I feel bad. Yeah. So let's go around the room and ask resistance fighters, how would you help desperate? Go ahead. You have questions?
It's the two of them, but they also have tenants.
Yes, she has.
How many rooms did they say?
It's a 3-bedroom home, according to this.
And the tenants, the rent that the tenants pay pays off the mortgage. So anything else that this person is getting is gravy.
Gravy.
Okay.
All right. So, but she said.
But wait. She said she has other expenses, right?
Yeah.
Yes. She has two cars. She has two cars, and she's letting her boyfriend pay off one of them. And he's paying for that and giving her $300 for, she quote, rent.
And that nothing for utilities or anything else. Right.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, if it was clear from the get-go that they weren't buying the house together, then, yeah, I think she's perfectly okay. If she's not paying for utilities and everything like that, what city do they live in?
And that wouldn't
matter.
Yeah, if it's Orlando,
it would be really.
If it's Orlando, $800. Yeah, if it's San Francisco, $800 is a freaking deal. And yes, just pay it or move out.
If it's any place is a great deal. Sounds like yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. So you're saying she should tell him $800 or get the step in. Now they've been in a relationship for 7 years. And I'm just throwing out other facts from what this person told me. All right. So, PW?
I kind of feel like a boyfriend is trying to skate. You know, he's trying to get away with not paying his fair share.
Oh, hangman chat.
So, if you have three bedrooms and you have certain X amount of people in a house, then divide it up evenly. And if it's the 300 is too small, increase it. If the 300 is too large, chill your roll. Okay. And then that's how I would do it is like, if I had a significant other living with me, but we had two roommates, well, that's four people. So I'm going to take my mortgage and divide by four people. Why and then not? We would see it's math. It's a math thing. And I don't know how much her mortgage is.
Okay. All right. Gas man.
She could figure out how this guy's tendencies were after 7 years. She made her own bed.
Yeah, so,
good luck getting that money.
But as I remember, he said she has tenants, so I don't need to pay.
The boyfriend said that.
Yeah, the boyfriend said that. Mm-hmm. Spike read the
situation. You're breathing the air in that house. You get charged. The air in that house.
Wow. And Miss Kim, what say you?
I think if after 7 years this is an issue, then they need to part ways.
Mm. Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
So here's John. you've heard the responses on the resistance fighters. And here's my thing is you guys have been, y'all are a couple. You were around when the man was around when you bought the house. Y'all knew that y'all was going to rent out the other rooms. So it's four y'all in. Let's say it's four y'all in that spot right there. I almost agree with Hanging Chad, except for I would divide it by three, because if I'm buying the spot and I got three other knuckleheads in there, then I'll let them three chop it up. However, I think the boyfriend should get some kind of benefit for being the boyfriend.
Oh, he's getting benefits. Oh, yeah. Be sure he's getting benefits.
So, okay, but if let's say rent was, I had to buy this by a good number that I can do by let's say it's $900, no, $1,000, and they divided it by three, then that'd be $350 a piece or whatever it is.
Wait, so, do all the tenants get the same benefits?
I don't think so. I think the tenant should pay more than the boyfriend because they are the boyfriend. I don't agree
with that.
You don't?
No.
What's the benefit of being the boyfriend?
No, because if I'm a roommate in someone's house and your boyfriend's going to be leaving lights on all day, but yeah, you want to divide it up by three, but this guy can't turn off a switch, I got a problem with that.
Yeah.
Well, I hear you. Well, then
everything should be fair.
Do this.
Equal.
Yes. Everything should be fair. Bye-bye, boyfriend.
Bye-bye. I'm not saying anyone should break up. I'm not here to ruin people's relationships. But what I am saying
it's already ruined. If they have money issues like this particular issue, this is after 7 years when they're living together, this should not be a problem.
Yeah.
It should not be a problem.
They she saved the money. She put the thing money down. It's her right. place. That's what it comes to mind. Like my right. mom say, I pay the cost to be the boss.
Pay all I'm saying
that's it.
Is she did not write this letter to say, hey, should I break up with my boyfriend? So I'm not going to sit here and say you should break up with your boyfriend. What I'm saying.
She phrased it because she, yes, she doesn't want to be alone. She's trying to figure, she can't think of a solution about this problem. She's trying to put it on somebody else when the real answer is dump him.
Yes.
Thank you.
I totally agree with you.
Or just he needs to move out. He needs to have his own place. Okay. And then they can figure out when their relationship is more mature, they can figure out how to combine their lives financially.
So if you guys have, so if you have a house, right? Mm-hmm. And you have, let's say 3 bedrooms, Ken, would you divide your mortgage by those 3 people and you not pay a thing?
That's the way most landlords operate.
But they don't live in the house.
But that's the way they do. Sometimes they do.
Most of the time they don't. So, yeah. I mean, that's the point there. Is you're using up utilities. You're using up space.
But that's the benefit of being mine. But this is how I think. This is how what I think really is going on talking to this person. I think somebody got in her ear because they had been doing this probably for 3 or 4 years. That's where the boy's boyfriend's been throwing her $300 and everybody's been good. I'm thinking either her girlfriends or maybe somebody sitting at the bar said, what? You should make that joker pay more. Why is he only paying $300? Yeah, you should make him pay at least $800. I think that's what happens.
Well, that may be correct.
And it doesn't mean that that's wrong either. Just because her girlfriend's got in your ear, she's been taken advantage of for 7 years.
The reason why this is coming up is because of the housing market. But if you've already got an established mortgage, why are you trying to bump up your price for the people living with you? Just because people you know in other houses are making more money. That's not right.
Because that's the way the rental market works and you're a landlord. But you're already...
See, I have during the Christmas holidays, I often have the entire family over the house.
Mm.
One of the daughters has no idea that she pays more to stay in a room than the other one. You know, and this is probably what's going on, you know.
Yeah, PW, now would be a bad time to say that.
Is it your favorite one?
Because they can hear you.
Well, no, they each know which one is my favorite.
I sure do.
All right. So, if this person goes back and hears this, I told her we're going to talk about it. Somebody got in your ear and made you do this. I say leave well enough alone.
Well, she can be Jedi mind tricked and down her boyfriend of 7 years, and that's deeper than money.
Mm. Listen, every relationship should be able to survive financial inequality at some point. If you cannot survive that, you do not belong together. Yeah. It means you don't trust one another. Don't belong together.
Well,
if you charge your boyfriend $500 more for rent, and he sticks around, marry him.
He's a keeper.
Yeah.
Serious. Damn. All right. Well, then there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have your answer. Hope you take some of this knowledge that you have consumed and apply it. But use mine. Let them people get out your ear. You know, misery loves company.
Yeah.
Just because a dude got a good sweet deal, as they say, he's staying for $300. Don't let them other people, especially them XY chromosomes, get in your business. All right, so let's do something different. We're gonna do topic changing music.
Oh, I guess I have to press that button again. All right, here we go with another topic change. Somehow this is something different.
With the time, and now this is election time, PW.
Oh, yes.
And I have ran for president. I threw my hat in the I threw my hat in the ring to be a candidate for president. And I think I'm not going to go unopposed because I think some of the resistant fighters. Matter of fact, I know some of the resistant fighters want to also campaign for your vote. So I'm thinking, is there a scripted campaign ad for one Miss Billy?
Yes.
Well, yes,
I think I have a clip that expresses Billy's
feelings about the presidential, my own presidential fantasy nomination.
All right. All right. Watch my square.
They're ready.
Well, all right. The stars say that you are going to be. President of the United States.
I don't believe it.
I don't want to be no president.
You got no choice. The stars have spoke. You just have to go to Washington.
But I don't want to. I don't know nobody there.
I'm sorry, Hazel.
There's no way I can tell him I won't do it.
Nope.
A thing like this could ruin my whole life.
Aww.
We're going to miss you, Hazel.
What movie is that?
Cannery Row.
Yes.
Cannery Row.
Oh, very funny, wonderful movie.
Yes. That's so great. So Billy, in your campaign, does that mean that you are ready
My campaign slogan is, I don't want to be the president.
You might be the best one.
Really?
Ever had.
Well, I'm sorry, Willie. You got to go to Washington.
I don't want to be this could ruin my whole life. So, oh, yeah.
Are you going to take questions from the news? From the people,
sure.
About Reverend we'll President?
That she can.
Certainly. Certainly. Right,
well, then we got to play your music.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, running for your next president of the United States and having a press conference is the resistance fighter herself, Miss Billy. Miss Billy, thank you for having this press conference. And are you taking questions?
Certainly.
All right. First question. Ooh, 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 ooh. I have a question.
Oh
okay. Spike from
thank you.
Lawn and Garden.
I'm sorry, but I am from the News Journal of TNJ. That's Tall News Journal, ladies and gentlemen. That's where I'm from, the Tall News Journal. And I'd like to ask you, would your administration, in the interest of fairness and equality, would your administration, or how would your administration allow women to go topless as they do men?
I'm going to have to answer that I don't want to be the president. All right, next question.
Hey.
Next question. Next question. Anybody?
How long? Hi.
Oh, wait, Chad, you have to say your
organization.
I am Chad, and I represent the Guild of Cat Divorce Lawyers. And I would like to ask you, if roses are red, why are violets blue?
That's a really, really good question. And my answer is, I don't want to be the president.
Okay. All right.
This is fun. Gas Man, what organization are you from?
The United Truckers Association.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Big organization.
What's your question?
My question is, are you going to get rid of forward-facing cameras in the cabs of trucks? Because nobody likes it. It's a pain in the arse.
Okay. And it's a really good question. And I think my answer is that I don't want to be president. All right. Next question. PW, what was your question?
Oh, I'm PW, and I represent the PW Times. I would like to know, why does the porridge bird lay its eggs in the air?
Me too.
That's a really good question. And my answer is, I don't want to be the president.
I knew that.
For the last question, and then that's all I can deal with. I'm sorry. So, Kim, What organization are you from?
The National Firefly Catching Association.
Okay. All right. And what's your question?
Eat those.
What is the wind speed velocity of a sparrow?
Lightning bug.
Yeah. My answer is 1.21 gigawatts.
Nice.
Excellent.
Yay. Wow.
Any other questions? Any other questions?
Yeah. Besides, you don't want to be president. In your administration, would you come out with a rule or an executive order to determine who pays for dinner on the first date?
Oh my God.
It's a really, really good question. And I think my answer is I don't want to be the president.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I don't want to be the president.
That is your candidate.
The answer is the guy.
Right, I'm pretty sure she's going to lose.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, this is going on too long. I'm going to have to leave.
Oh, we got to go in and topic changing music before you go.
Oh, thank goodness. It's time for me to leave. This is topic changing.
And go pee.
Okay, I'd like to call this topic here. That's it. Everybody out of the pool.
Perfect timing.
We're going to be good.
Somebody has to repeat the topic.
Oh, I'll do it. Oh, this topic here is... Wait.
Okay, I like to call this topic, that's it. Everybody out of the pool.
That's it. Everybody out of the pool.
Okay.
Out of the pool.
Let me ask the resistance fighter. Are y'all trying to sound like me when y'all do that?
No.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I mean, how do we know if we're doing it good or not?
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
That's what PW does. Yes, he does. He imitates the cadence of your voice.
Oh, and so that's, I was wondering about that.
Everybody out of the pool.
Yeah. So, Kimmy, were you imitating the cadence of PW, imitating the cadence of me, or just doing your own thing?
I'll do my own thing.
Mm-hmm. Gaston, you believe that?
I didn't. I abstained and let him do it. So
you just doing a swingly thing?
Uh-huh. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody out of the pool. And now you have to listen intensely. Okay. This is something that's really going to need you guys. Anyway. There's a man. He's 36 years old. Him and his wife bought a house after searching for a house with a huge, huge backyard. So finally, after much search, they found a house. Now, the previous tenants, they were an older, childless couple. And they had a huge backyard. And the yard was so big, they built a couple playhouses, tree houses back there. And some play areas. And they were known as the grandparents of all the kids. So it was cool. So when they bought the house, as the young couple was moving in, the nicely neighbor came over and said, hey, you know, Mr. Wilson used to let our kids come over here and play in the tree houses he make like that. Would that be a problem? And the new couple said, oh, no, you know, that's fine. That'd be cool. Says, but you guys have to sign this waiver notice to say that if anything hurts, if the kids get hurt, we are not liable. And they said, okay, no problem. We don't have that problem there. Our kids are they're good.
Super dumb.
Yeah. So the kids just come over and play. And then word got out that, you know, Mr. Wilson's new people there are just like them. And so other kids came and started playing in the neighborhood. And everything was going great. The new couple said they even allowed, you know, the kids to come and go as they please. Well, as time went on, the new couple who moved into the house, their parents got old and they moved them into assisted living. They had two dogs. They couldn't go into the assisted living. And so his father asked him to keep the dogs. And they say, sure, we'll keep the dogs. The dogs came to live in the new house. The dogs were old dogs. They were 11 and 12 years old. So they wasn't that difficult to be with anyway. Well, as things got on, the kids learned to love the dogs. And they would walk the dogs, sometimes even walk them and play with the dog. Everything's going good. Thumbs up. Everybody's happy. One day, Karen came up to the neighborhood, came up to the house, banged on the door, and demanded that they get rid of their dogs while their kids are in the backyard playing.
Ugh.
Because her son came home with dog poop smeared in all over his hands.
Oh.
And she said, if you guys don't get rid of the dogs, I am going to file a lawsuit against you guys for child endangerment.
What in the don't even know?
Serious. So the lady told her to, you know, just get to stepping, moving. So Karen left, but she came back with a petition signed by six neighbors in the neighborhood, signing to agree that the people should get rid of their dogs.
Nope. You know what? Get rid of your kids. How about that?
Yeah, really.
That's a better solution.
So
yeah, don't let the kids rub the dogs on the
get your kids out of my yard. That's a better solution.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't come in my yard anymore. Thanks. Bye.
It's not
playhouses are for these dogs, not your kids.
It ain't a public park.
Exactly.
Right.
These people are treating it like a public park. They don't have squatters' rights.
Yeah, really. So what the new couple did, they said, well, damn it, everybody out of the pool. So they closed the gates and said, no more kids can come play over here. And we were known as a nice neighborhood, but because of Karen, we're cutting the cord.
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
A couple of the nice neighbors come over and say, hey, you know, why we all got to suffer because of Karen?
Really?
So
then get a petition going against Karen.
That's right. No Karen.
I got
allowed.
22 names against Karen.
The article says, they say they're feeling guilty because they are quote unquote depriving the good kids.
No, they're not depriving anybody of anything.
Why don't they build their own
it's
little
their
playgrounds?
Property. They aren't depriving anybody of anything. Nobody has a right to be on their property.
You know what I'd do?
Right,
I'd get a jump house, blow it up in the backyard, and not let any kids over. just get it. I would just get it. I'd just get it, blow it up.
Sit it there, huh?
Yeah. Set it there and be like, yep, you could be playing in this.
Hey,
but your neighbor ruined it.
I was going to be pumping music out of it too, right?
Yep. Oh, it would be the best jump house.
And an ice cream truck.
Yep.
Oh, God.
And it like would be
the
like
whole nine yards. A pony.
Heck yeah.
Get a pony.
Oh, let me show you. All right.
Yeah.
Or you could even give it to all the other kids except Karen's.
Wait. What was that voice? Yeah, I heard a voice.
Yeah, I heard a voice too.
Yeah, what is that?
It's just a voice coming out of the darkness.
Yes, really. Hey, so Voice of Reason, welcome to the show. How you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who had to go through CAPTCHA to get the AOL to get to here and install Microsoft Edge and dial a 1-800 number.
Oh, my God. That sounds exhausting. God,
2022.
Yeah.
That's the same thing as hell, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's reflected in his hair.
Yeah.
This whole screen right now is enough.
Did you
wake up?
Kind of.
No, I didn't. But I've been trying to get on, and I sometimes can get on and then go comb my hair first.
No.
Okay. All right. So going back to the neighborhood problem. Gas man, what say you on this? Now remember, I said the good neighbors are trying to say, dude, you know, don't let us all suffer because of Karen's. So what say you?
Yeah, that's a good thing to don't let everybody suffer. Just keep Karen's kids out of the house. But overall, I just get everybody. No one else can complain, especially that one woman.
All right, Billy's?
Signing a waiver saying that if your kids get hurt on our property, you can't sue us, will probably not hold up in court.
Even if you have a lawyer write it, it doesn't matter.
But it looks
if somebody... It doesn't
gets
matter.
Hurt on Wait. Your on your property, you're liable. So I think even they were being very nice and very generous before, but now that you've got somebody that's already willing to sue them over something that they can't sue you for, then yeah, maybe I don't think anybody. No, this is better off that nobody comes in here. So then we're not at risk of anything.
All right, Hanging Chad, I think I know your answer because you already get the bounce house there, right?
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Yeah. And I would just put fuel in the fire for the fun of it. But my mom, when I was a kid, do you remember when trampolines used to be rectangle?
Yeah.
Yes. Long time ago. Well, we inherited one from my aunt and it had like rusty springs. But when you jumped on it, the springs would like actually in mid jump, like fly up and spin.
Nice.
So knowing that, all my friends in the neighborhood wanted to come jump on it, but my mom was scared to get sued. She made every kid that came over sign a permission slip from their mom saying that they could jump on the trampoline. But like now that I know that was a wasted effort, Kim, we could have got sued anyway.
But especially because you knew the specific danger. Knowledge of the specific danger means that the waiver doesn't cover that thing.
Well,
anymore.
I mean, this is the 80s. I mean, yeah, really, we threw lawn darts over the house. So
yeah.
We even knew it.
Unseen heads.
Yeah, CW, yeah. What say you?
I pretty much agree with Chad. Only I would go a little further. I would hand out firecrackers and you know all kinds of things like that.
Jeez, you guys are just terrible. And Boyce, I think you came up with the only one that made sense. What say you?
Well, something that made sense.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that was.
Yeah.
Oh, no Karen, put up a sign, no Karens allowed. But another thing is to put up, like you say, no trespassing sign. Enter at your own risk. And another thing is you could actually go over and slip and fall on your neighbor's yard. Okay, and then you'd have a countersuit.
First time you made sense.
Why don't we get all the kids?
I came over to her house to talk to her about the dog poop situation. And I tripped and busted my head open on her front porch.
I would get all the kids and walk them all over to Karen's house. And we would all play in the back of Karen's house.
Or just go in and just point at her.
Yeah.
This lady's name is Karen?
No, that's just a generic name.
Steve.
I feel bad for the new people in the house. They're like, man, you know, we don't want to come over here and cause all this trouble. We want to be the cool kids' house because we allowed them to come over there. And it was fun. They said the kids used to come over. They were polite. They were respectful when they played in the yard. They took care of the treehouse. And it was going good. Just one day, Bart came home with dog mess on his hand. And then Bart's mom started all this neighborhood ruckus.
How about teach Bart not to play with dog?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, but that's your kids. How are you gonna tell a kid not to play with dog poop?
Maybe it's easy. It's easy.
Solution.
You point to the dog's south end, and you say, "Don't rub your hands on that.
Don't play with that." Huh?
Yeah.
Maybe they should just set up a basin with soap and water, so that kids can wash their hands. And then rinse them off.
But you can tell he said basin.
Yeah.
Basin.
Basin. What the hell?
This is the water spigot where you pump it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
About a sink.
Anyway.
A tub or something. Basin. Like, what the?
Objecting to the dog poop with the fact that the mother let the kid go home with dog poop on her hands.
Yeah, Wait a minute. The mother didn't let her. The kid.
No, not the mother. The neighbors. The other kid's mother let the kid go home with dog poop on his hands instead of letting him wash them off.
She said they don't supervise the kids. That's why they had them sign the waiver saying that we're not going to supervise your kids, and if you get hurt, it's not our fault. Even though Kim don't watch too many Perry Mason episodes and going to go on your ass.
You can tell this is the nicest house in the neighborhood. No one wants to stay home, but they have to go to this house.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it's yours? You're going to have doggone bounce houses and everything going on in there. So,
yeah.
I love that this story comes from my favorite section of Reddit, my favorite subreddit. It's a whole area that's called Am I the A-Hole?
Am I the A-Hole? Yes.
It is my favorite, and it's usually people, am I telling a story like, am I the jerk? Am I the jerk, or is the other person the jerk?
Which actually,
and 9 times out of 10, yeah, go ahead.
Spike should follow this for topics. Probably got good topics on it.
Oh, well, I thought you said, am I the jerk? I thought you.
No.
spice your father there because, you know, he don't know who's the jerk.
Exactly.
No. It would be a good place for stories. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. All right. All
right. You know Reddit is, Spike?
Is it next to a basin?
It comes out of a spigot. You got to pump it.
What you didn't know is that Spike is your father.
You're my father.
Really? Yep. You can tell from this side.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Short side.
Yeah, really. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Spike on the Mic show. So what we have to do is, as normal, we got to go around the room and you guys tell me, the resistance fighters, tell me what stuck with you tonight. And I'll start out with you, Voice of Reason.
Is anybody else on Google Chrome having trouble getting into AOL Mail?
Oh my gosh. Oh God.
That's my favorite one he's ever said.
The only problem is he's actually serious, Chad.
I know. He's already printed out the MapQuest on his printer to understand how to get into his AOL account.
Gas Man, what stuck with you?
I just came up with a title to the Voice of Reason story. From the basin to the nightmare of dial-up, the Voice of Reason story.
Serious. Get a basin. Goddamn. That was too funny. And PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
Well, normally I try to keep notes so that I have an answer at this point. But here's my notes.
His notes are redolent.
Yeah.
They are redolent.
Yes. I can smell them from here.
Of nothing.
Exactly.
Hanging Chad, what stuck with you tonight?
You don't need kids to have a bounce house.
Oh, nice.
We do. All right, and out. Kim, what stuck with you?
That you only need 40% left on your laptop battery to get through Spike on the Mic.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, all right. And Billy's, what stuck with you? Ooh, I'm way early. What stuck with you tonight?
It's what stuck with me is that my father has some sort of a strange obsession with cats.
Birthmarks. You say with birthmarks.
Yeah. To have them surgically attached.
Birthmarks. Yeah, so a strange obsession with birthmarks.
Furry birthmarks. Yeah, furry birthmarks. And since we got a couple minutes to go, Voice of Reason, do you know what the big A word reticent means?
Reticent?
What?
No, wasn't reticent.
Redolent.
Oh, okay.
Redolent.
I guess that wasn't it. Hold on a second. The big A word. Let me play it and maybe.
No, I don't know what redolent means. I don't. You don't have to play it.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you know it was redolent?
Because
we just said it.
Yes,
yeah. And Kim.
How many white cans are
they said it three times. Yes.
I need a couple more because they just caught.
Wait, did something magic happen? You say it three times?
Do you ever listen to your own show?
That's not the one we talked about last week.
I used to listen to this show.
I used to listen back to it. Yeah, I used to listen too, yeah.
I don't anymore.
That's a throwback to Candyman last week, right, Kim?
Sure.
Don't even fight it. All right, so, programming note.
Yeah.
There will be no show June 24th. People out there in the history world, there'll be no show June 24th. Your host, me, Spike on the Mic, have to be away. I have to go work for the Shrimp Man. Yeah, 25th, I'm sorry, for the Shrimp Man. And if all goes well, this could be a good, what's the word? Trickle-down theory? Trickle-down?
Catch?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Kim? You're going to get us access to seafood, right?
That. Money. And money. This would be a great deal, right?
Money!
I'm thinking millions of dollars for each of us.
Happy Juneteenth, everybody.
Yes, that's right. That's right, yes.
That's tomorrow.
Yes, but, you know, we know now. It didn't take us 2 years later to find out that we free. We know now because...
It was yesterday.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's the day after. It's Monday. Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's an official Monday holiday.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's yesterday. Seriously? I'm never going to get it, ever. I'm never going to get it.
I just got it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic Show, and we are coming at you from undisclosed locations. I think I had a good show. I think we had a good show. Again, since you guys, some guy wasn't here, and I said I appreciate and love all you guys for helping me out. We'll be back soon. Check us out, Spike on the Mic. And we are out of this mother trucker.
One.